Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Whatever your reason for listening to Carrie and Tommy, you're guaranteed to have a good time. Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Well, as it says in the intro there, Carrie and Tommy are about to go off. How often do you reckon we do go off? Or do you reckon we're just constantly on the precipice of going off?
Well, you were just yawning, so you were so far from going off.
Hey, don't ever go at me when, as the microphones came on, you went like this. That was our welcome, our listeners got to our show, was Carrie Bickmore.
It's you that's got the lingering cough.
Okay, this has started off on the wrong foot.
You've been hacking up for weeks now.
You know what?
What?
Sometimes you shit me. Anyway, stay with us. More of this.
Why would you stay listening to that?
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And because if people have just tuned in, we're in the middle of a Shaquille O'Neal drama. Because I had a ticket for a meet and greet with one of my favourite basketballers of all time, Shaq. And I was so excited, I told all my friends that there was a problem with the event and I did not meet Shaq. I even wore something special for it.
Oh, mate.
I know.
What a loser.
There's no good bit to this story.
No.
That was the end. I know, that's the end.
Yeah.
Guess what I had under my hoodie?
Yeah.
Have a guess. I had my Shaquille O'Neal Dream Team top on.
You did not.
Yeah, I was going to get it signed. I know. Now, of course, it wasn't just me who was there for the meet and greet.
So you went to go have this meet and greet after hearing the talk.
Yeah.
And there was a queue of a whole lot of people ready to meet their hero like you. And then security started yelling at you and said, if you've got promo tickets, go home. And your friend tried to go up and say, but please, can we come through? And she looked at him in the face and told him to go home.
She said, what the F don't you understand?
Yeah.
Go home.
So you went home.
I went home.
Yeah. But in a very sad turn of events.
Well, just before I went home, of course, we gave away some tickets as well. One of them to a lovely man by the name of Glenn. G'day, Glenn.
G'day, Tommy. How are you?
You're my brother. Sorry, Glenn.
I'm okay. Well, I saw Glenn as we were lining up. And Glenn, I believe I left you and I said, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going to happen, but good luck. Something along those lines. Is that about right?
It was along those lines. You were nice enough to say good day to us, and then we were standing in the crowd, and off you went into the sunset.
Yes.
And then
what did you do, Glenn?
Oh, well, so we sort of hung around a little. There was a guy up on the stairs, and he reminded me of Mickey from Rocky, and he was yelling at everyone, "If you have free tickets, go home."
Yes.
And then our saviour came from out of the crowd. So it was a guy dressed in a suit. Looked like he was possibly in the Secret Service.
Yeah.
Had the earpiece in, the little microphone. He marched up the stairs. He spoke to Mickey. And Mickey sort of started to look a little worried. And then all of a sudden, he's just turned to the crowd like Moses, but they're in reverse. He just like, come, everyone, come up the stairs. So here I was with my daughter, Madison, who you met, and said, g'day to us. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed her hand. I said, stick with me, darling. We're heading up the stairs. And up we went. We hit the top of the stairs, straight into the back of the line. 20 minutes later, we were there in the big man's presence, getting a photo.
Oh, so you've met him too. Everybody's met him, Glenn, except for Tommy. How was he?
Look, it was really brief, but he was polite enough to take a photo with me and my daughter.
Oh,
we've since been able to get our hands onto the photo, which was awesome. And yeah, said thank you. And 6 seconds later, we were pushed out the door into the next room.
So, Glenn, firstly, I'm stoked that you got to meet him. That's great. You and Maddie.
Did you see the lesson in that? You've got to hang around. Well, you've got
I was going to ask, but I don't like getting yelled at.
Try that in your personal life too.
Nah.
See, sometimes you walk too far, and that's what happens. You miss out on the good stuff, like Shaq.
Yeah, so what happens? If I stick around in one of my personal relationships, Shaq's going to be there.
No,
that's
you might.
That's intimidating for any man.
Maybe sometimes there's just a bit of delay involved. Glenn had to wait around a bit. Glenn, you were bored and you left.
Glenn, I wasn't bored. I got told to go the F home.
When's that ever stopped before?
Yeah, it's true. Glenn, how many minutes away, like what was the difference between when I left to when I could have gone upstairs with you?
It would have been... good 90, 95 seconds.
Oh!
I thought he was going to say minutes. You missed out on meeting Shaq by a minute and a half. Oh, no. Oh, and I've seen on my Insta today, like everyone met Shaq.
Yep.
Like a lot of the people at our radio station, there's a whole lot of former footy players.
Yeah.
I think you might have been the only one to not meet Shaq.
Yeah, I think I was the only person in Australia who wanted to meet Shaq that didn't get to. Yeah. There were some people that didn't even want to meet him. And they were like, who's this massive bloke I'm having a photo with? Okay, that's fine.
Oh, wow.
Well, Glenn, thank you, mate, and congratulations again. It was lovely to meet you and young Maddie, and hopefully we'll get to meet Shaq again together soon.
Yeah.
You already have, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
It's so sad, too, because he's left the country.
Yeah.
So we can't even make it happen for you.
No.
You miss meeting Shaq.
Yes.
What if there's another Shaq you could maybe meet?
Maybe just a Shaq.
It doesn't have to be Shaquille O'Neal.
Someone called Shaq,
and they could give you that same feeling.
I feel like it's a bit like asking for another Beyonce. I've never met someone else called Shaq.
Oh, there's definitely a Shaq out there. If you're listening and you're a Shaq, there's a meet and greet waiting to happen with one Tommy Little.
Am I going to get to meet Shaq?
131060 if you're a Shaq.
Great.
Shark. You know,
a
Shaquille.
Shark. Well, Shaquille's his name, yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe their name's Shaquille, not Shaq.
Yeah, but Shaq is short for Shaquille.
I know. I'm just opening it up so you've got more options.
Oh, don't. Close it up.
Okay. Just Shaq. 131060. Shaq, call us. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and hopefully on 131060, a Shaq.
Yeah.
I didn't get to meet the Shaq. So, Carrie, you think it's a good
Shaquille
idea
O'Neal,
to meet?
Shaquille O'Neal, just in case no one knows.
Yeah, everyone knows. Beyonce Knowles, just in case people don't know who we're talking about. I was quite impressed I knew the last name there. What's her mum's name? Quick, Tina.
Is it Tina Knowles?
I follow her on Instagram. She's very funny. Yeah. She does like a joke a day. Anyway, so now we're trying to meet a Shaq.
Well, we feel so sad for you because everybody in Australia seemed to get a meet and greet with Shaq except for you.
I'm the only person.
So we've asked on 131060 to speak to Shaq. Shaq, is that you?
Don't think they're known.
I think you've got to say their name.
Yeah.
Tash?
I get now why I didn't say the name.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Tash, are you a Shaq?
No, I'm actually not, but I was 14 years old and met Ryan Reynolds, and I actually didn't know who he was.
Okay.
Which is an awesome story, Tash, but you're not a Shaq, and right now we're trying to help Tommy, who's very sad. Can you just pretend to be Shaq for a few minutes, Tash?
I would love to pretend to be Shaq for Tommy.
Hi, Shaq.
Hey, Tommy, how you going?
How'd you know my name?
I follow you on Instagram.
I love
Everyone
you, Shaq.
Knows who you are.
You're the best.
I love you, Tommy.
Oh, my God. Hey, Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq, what was your highlight from your playing career?
Honestly, it's my fans. It's 100% my fans.
Shaq's good.
Yeah. Which one of your championship rings do you think means the most?
My Hall of Fame ring, I've got to say, is the one I love the most. It's beautiful.
Yes. Now, obviously, it's incredible, a Hall of Fame, like you. Everyone else in the Hall of Fame is amazing. Could you just name just two other people in the Hall of Fame with you, Shaq?
Oh, look, Tommy, you've put me on the spot. I feel like you should be in the Hall of Fame, if I'm being honest.
Oh, my God.
God, this is, can I just say, this chat's gone far better than any chat you would have had with the actual Shaq.
Well, I didn't have any.
Shaq.
I know. Like, are we going to have some average-sized children?
Maybe Stuart can help. Good on you, Tash. You were.
I don't think Stuart is Shaq either.
I know, but you said I have to use their name, and it says Stuart. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, how are you?
In once again, one of the weirder questions to ask, Stuart, is your name Shaq?
No, it's not. But I just thought I'd stir you up, Tommy, and let you know that I met Shaq by accident.
Oh, my God.
When and where, Stuart?
So it was back in summer of 2000, and I was walking through the strip at Las Vegas.
Yes.
And I was looking in the opposite direction at the buildings, and he was walking towards me, looking in the opposite direction at the people following him. And we actually bumped into each other.
Oh, my gosh. You've touched and the great man.
He touched me and he put his hand on my shoulder and he apologised to me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That,
and
that
I had
man.
No
Wouldn't
idea.
It be nice
and I
to
had
get an
no,
apology from him for not
Well, I had no idea
you.
Who he was.
Oh, but surely when you had a huge hand, because that hand must have nearly wrapped your whole body up, did it?
He's enormous. He's enormous. And then the crowd that were following him came up and touched me because he'd touched me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
only I had
strange.
A similar story, Stuart, but I don't.
Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you. Thank you.
What about Lauren? Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Lauren, is your name Shaq?
No, it's not. But I have my dear friend Shaq, and
no
he could
way.
Give you guys a call if you want.
Oh, my gosh. Get him
He's
on.
He's also
Get him
a Shaquille.
On. Get him on, Jess. What do we need to know about Shaq, Lauren?
He is a lovely young man who works for a community-led non-for-profit in the southeast.
Oh, my gosh.
Cook for Cowd.
Cook for Cowd. We've got, I believe.
Is that him?
I believe so.
Oh, my God, you're about to speak to Shaq.
Shaq, is that you?
Yes, yes. My name is, in fact, Shaq.
Oh, my gosh, Shaq. I'm so excited. Hey, Shaq, did you get to meet the other Shaq?
Actually, yes. I went to his DJ concert on Wednesday. It was insane. It was actually crazy.
And did
Oh my God, we could have gone to see Shaq DJ.
Yeah, I know.
I guess.
Yeah, I know.
The best part.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Shaq, how has the name Shaq treated you? Like, obviously, people obviously think of Shaquille O'Neal first and foremost, and then are you like, hey, I'm Shaq, and they're like the basketballer.
Honestly, I get it all the time because I'm actually 6'6 as well, so the correlation doesn't end there.
Wow. What size shoes are you, Shaq?
Definitely not the real Shaquille size by far, but close. Probably like a 12 or something.
That was your favourite question in the live Q&A, wasn't it, about the shoe size?
No one would have ever known if that question wasn't asked. Shaq, do you play basketball?
Yes. Not as great as the original.
Well, you haven't got four NBA rings.
My hand coordination is not what you think it is when you look at me. I'm threatening, though.
Hey, Broken.
How good was Shaq DJing?
Honestly, he did take a while to get on stage. I think we waited about 4 or 5 hours. So
because he's doing all the mink.
On a Wednesday night, having work early in the morning, that wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
But it was definitely still worth it. He really went crazy.
Hey, Shaq, while we've got you, it sounds like your organization's great. Do you want to give it a quick plug?
Yes, please. Yes. Yeah, so our organization is called Cook for Cald, C-A-L-D. That means culturally and linguistically diverse. We've served over 2,000 meals to families in the southeast where we're based. And we're completely youth-run with over 70 volunteers.
Awesome.
So we've been doing pretty good in our 2-year run, and we have a lot of events coming up. So we have like a gala coming up on the September 9th that you can inquire about on our website.
Oh my gosh. And at the gala, you can tell people they can have a meet and greet with Shaq.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because coming up, I have some exclusive audio of a crime taking place. It's a Carrie and Tommy exclusive that is coming to you next.
Speaking of crime.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I've got some breaking news for you.
I did have some, but I didn't get to bring it to you before because Jesse got excited with his little button.
I know. You went,
anyway, you'll hear that breaking news at 4 o'clock in the news.
Jesse went, Lizzo, bang! I think the discussion went like this. Tommy, you say what's coming up. I'll do this bit of news and then we'll go into the song.
That's
and
exactly Jesse what went, we planned.
Anyway, Lizzo, bang.
Tell me about your crime news.
A man who farted in a police officer's face was jailed for 34 months.
That's a long time.
Yes, he's got a long criminal record.
I was going to say, was it by accident, but no.
No, 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 he deliberately did it. He's got a long criminal record and he was robbing a Tesco over in the UK, of course.
How do you time your fart?
Do you want me to try?
No, I just mean
hang
like.
On, hang on.
No, stop.
Hang on.
Stop,
hang on.
Stop,
hang on.
Stop,
don't. Stop, I can't stop. Do it when you're talking. Stop. I can't do it when you're talking.
How?
It's the same place you have for Kegels.
Hang on.
Okay. But do you know what I mean? Like, he had to have known exactly the time it was going to come out to get it in the cop's face.
Well, I reckon getting arrested might make you a bit nervous. And anyway, he's a 41-year-old and he got jailed for 34 months, mainly to do with his long criminal history, but also the aggravated bit of farting in the officer's
face. What is that crime? What's it called?
Well, I'm not sure, but it goes on to mention other times this has happened. It focuses on one time in Austria, and he was charged with offending public decency. He farted provocatively.
Again, how are people in control of whether it's provocative or not?
He farted provocatively at a copper, and he was fined €500. So that's a fair bit, right? He launched an appeal and they said no, because he said breaking wind was merely a biological process.
Of course.
He added that even if he had done it deliberately, his fart was covered by freedom of expression. And they said, because in Austria, freedom of expression is not just limited to free speech, but also covers noises and communication in other forms. Now, Bickers, would you believe that we have exclusive audio from when this man was arrested? Would you believe that?
I wouldn't believe it.
It's very rare that we get an exclusive, and often when we do,
the last
Jesse just goes,
we
bang,
got was with the, no, the last exclusive we got was with a whale.
Yes, we chatted with a whale. Yep. That was right. You seem to go off that chat pretty quickly because you've done a lot of research for the interview that we were going to do, and then when you found out it was a whale, you gave me that look that you're giving me right now. Anyway, Carrie, would you like to hear the exclusive audio that we somehow managed to obtain of this man getting arrested, Jesse?
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Get your hand off my penis!
That was good excuse. Good get, everyone. We hustled hard for that team. Well done.
What exactly are we doing now?
Do you want? Well, when did you let one rip? Give us a call, 131060. Do you want to hear the copper's report of the incident?
Sure.
The force claimed the man stood up, looked directly at the officers, and let go a massive intestinal wind, apparently with full intent, after he was asked to confirm his identity. So they said, what's your name? And he farted. And the police added, just in case you're wondering, our colleagues don't like to be farted at so much.
No. No. Of course they don't.
But farts are funny. Let's celebrate them. 131060. When did you let one rip? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, when did you let one rip?
Remember when you let one rip next to me on the project desk and you thought I didn't notice?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, Carrie is obsessed with farts, and so she bought this story. A man who farted in a police officer's face.
Fortunately, the people know me well.
Jailed for, a little too well, stop farting on them. Jailed for 34 months. It got us asking the question, when did you let one rip? Ian, welcome.
How are we?
Yes, living the dream. When did you let one rip?
Partner and I were recently in hospital, and when we went to leave, went down in the elevator, and silent but deadly, one came out, and as we walked out, a very heavily pregnant woman got in the elevator with her partner.
Oh, no.
And then turned around and walked straight back out of there, throwing up.
Oh, Ian, hospital's already a tough time. Why'd you need to add that to it, you know?
Oh, it just came out.
Yeah, I understand, Ian. It's natural. I'm assuming.
Have you seen Dave's call?
No, I haven't. I've been told weirdly, it's only men calling through, but that's fine. If you are a flatulent woman, feel free to give us a call. Let's go to Steve. G'day, Steve.
Hey, how you going, Dave?
Yes, yeah, so good.
It wasn't me. I was actually a groomsman. The groom was nervous as hell and had been hyperventilating. Oh. It was a full Catholic service, so there was a mass. And he's on his knees at the altar, and at that quiet moment when you're meant to be sort of like thanking God, he just turns around and the bum trumpet echoed in the church.
Oh, we're trying
to keep straight faces. We were willing to take the blame. All he had to do was look at one of us and we would head down and taken one for the team, but he just dropped his head in shame. It reeked. And the funniest thing was we could see the priest's face. The priest was doing, I swear he was biting his cheeks, trying not to laugh. And was it, he was gone.
Oh,
he
what a relief it would have been if the priest had laughed. Like, those services are so boring.
The priest burst into laughter, and like a dead set, took a good 5-6 minutes for him to compose himself because it was hanging around, and he'd try and start talking, and he'd just try and start talking, and God. Like when you start laughing and you've got no control and you're trying to be serious.
That's
and
the best kind of laughter, Steve.
And then it just makes it worse. We've all seen TV presenters do it. And it was one of those moments. Yeah.
Steve, if you are going to fart in something, a priest's outfit's probably the ideal thing.
Well, yes.
Just one flap
it'd be like an hour later that everyone would start
depending
to smell it.
Depending on the collar, you know, if it's a tight collar, it'd trap it. It might be lower.
And then you take your collar off at the end of the day and it hits you in the face. Good on you, Steve.
Thanks,
thank you.
Steve. What about... Pud?
Hey, Pud.
How you going? How are we, guys?
Yeah, so good. When did you let one rip?
Well, me, it was me son's best mate at school. They were playing rugby league for the school and they were training after school. And I've rocked up there to pick them up and I could see the teacher pointing his finger and going off his head at him. And they're laughing and giggling. And I walked down and said, what's going on, mate? He's going, well, Brock's farted on me. He didn't find it very funny. And I started laughing. I said, you serious? He goes, yeah. I said, farts are funny, mate. And he just, the look on his face was just unbelievable. And the boys are just laughing. But 2 days later, I got called in the principal's office because I couldn't go up and confront the teacher in the playground. And I'm laughing at the principal saying, look, mate, farts are funny. And,
I've never heard of it. He started
smirking and giggling as, I know, but you can't, walk up to the teacher and, righto, buddy, no worries. But, I was so funny.
I've never heard of a parent getting called to the...
teacher's office?
Yes.
No, it's a reversal, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, is Pud still there? Hey, Pud.
Yeah.
What's Pud short for?
Oh, that's a very long story from when I was back in Perth.
Okay, we don't have time for that now, but good name.
G'day, Davey.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. When did you let one rip?
So this goes back quite a few years now to when I was living in Perth, funnily enough. But, it had nothing to do with pudding. I was with my ex-wife, and as you do in the comfort of your own home, you walk around with no clothes on. And I had a good one coming, and I thought it would be funny to turn around and bear my arse back towards her and one rip. And unfortunately, she let out this enormous shriek and I'm like, what the hell's wrong? And I turned around and realised what she was shrieking at, and unfortunately a fart had turned into a shot and there was a little nugget on the kitchen floor.
I have no idea, Davey, why your ex-partner.
also love that Davey's like, where's the shriek coming from? All I've done is innocently fart at her.
Also, did you not notice that, like, the thing's that loose down there, Davey, that you didn't realise that you'd left a nugget?
Oh, no, well, I pulled them apart, you see, so she could see it winking at
her. Oh, my gosh, Davey. I don't think that's what people say when you say, did you wink at a woman? I don't think that's what they've got in mind.
We've got a woman. Yes. We've actually got a woman.
Great, great, great.
Emily.
Hello.
Yeah.
When did you let one rip, Em?
On a cruise as I was about to propose to my now husband.
Oh, wow. So talk us through it.
So we had a beautiful dinner and romantic dinner, and we went for a romantic walk along on a deck, And they're one of those kind of a gazebo things where you can lay down on the deck. So we thought, oh, let's just lay there and watch the stars. And as we started to get comfortable, and just as I'm about to say, will you marry me? Just one came out. It was both deadly and very loud. And poor things just jumped out of there.
And I had to say,
come back.
Oh, you hadn't asked yet. And then when you asked, what did he say?
Okay. That's exactly what he said.
Okay. Because this is fun. Should we do it same time again tomorrow?
Sure.
Oh, my God. I did not think that was going to be a yes. Great.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Boom, boom, boom.
And that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon, which means the paper quiz is coming up very soon. Guys, can I hit you with a warm-up question?
Oh, I thought it was going to be a chalky fact.
No.
I'll take warm-up question.
Yep. What is the warm-up top speed cushion. Of a greyhound?
Ooh. Oh, so I reckon a cheetah is the fastest animal on the planet, and I believe that's about 96k an hour.
Oh, my God.
So I reckon a...
70?
I reckon a greyhound, and what's his name? Carl Lewis came in, I think, at 39 and a half, so I reckon you're about right, because if we split the difference, I'm going to say 68.
How'd we go?
I'm going to give it to you. It was 72.
It's going to
be a good paper quiz today.
If one person knows the dish lickers, it is C. Bickmore.
Hey, what's this up next that I've seen?
I'm going to do my first ever investigative report.
Investigative report.
Yeah, I've got to learn how to say it. Up next, my first ever investigative report. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And the ratings must have obviously spiked and people have tuned in because word have gotten around because, and it's time for my first ever investigative report. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Little Tits here. You're meant to introduce yourself as well.
It's your report. It's your investigative report.
Oh! We do news, but it's fun.
I've got to give that beat to Waleed to do his reports too. His Waleed-atorials.
Waleed-atorials.
Yeah.
It's very hurtful that you bring up one of my rival investigative journalists, because here is what I want my report to be on. I realised I should have prepared the report already. Welcome to the report. So the question I pose to you, the viewer, the listener, whatever you call yourself, the people... where did the Nutbush dance come from? Because
I'm going to say that I used to hate that song.
I still do.
No, but just hearing it then, it did get me up and about a bit.
Sorry.
It's like I could dance to that.
The song is great when you forget the dance associated.
Yes, but do people do the dance still?
Yes.
I'm posing
this question because my nieces, much like myself, have learnt the dance in school, and it was the first.
Your nieces are learning the dance at school.
They're learning
now, in this era.
Yes.
They're learning the Nutbush.
Yes. And
yeah,
did you go to school? Did you know?
Yes.
Because did you not learn the Nutbush in school?
I think maybe when we had lessons, dance. I don't think we learned the nudge, but I think we learned the Macarena.
Did you?
I think we did.
You didn't learn how to say it. Macarena. Oh,
says Mr. Investigative Report.
Yeah. So the Nutbush was the only dance that we learned in school.
We learned heaps of bush dances because we had bush dances all the time.
But not the Nutbush.
But I don't think we learned the Nutbush.
Oh, my God. But did you know?
Can you teach me the Nutbush?
I can teach you the Nutbush.
Great.
Did you know that Tina Turner... never did the Nutbush. I always assumed all these years that the dance started with Tina Turner. So Tina Turner not only never did the Nutbush, it's not part of any video clip that she did, and even to the point, so it was invented in Australia, but I can't find out by who, right? It was invented in Australia, and then to the point where when she came out and did a gig here, can you imagine the shock on her face when she did the song and the whole crowd
in unison did the same
doing
dance.
The dance and it blew her mind.
And she
mind.
Didn't know what it was.
She had no idea
but
that
But she didn't then start doing it because it became a thing?
No. Would you? Have you seen it?
I haven't learned it yet. Maybe you teach me and then I'll decide whether
it's
I would.
It's shocking. So
is it a lot of hands on hips? Like
it's just a lot of step to the side, step to the side, kick, knees, foot, and then jump across,
doing
and then
your choreography.
Spin around, and then foot to the side, foot to the side, back. I want to know on 13 10 60, where did the nut bush come from? Someone listening must know of someone who has claimed
its origin.
Yes. Give us a call and help me on my path to winning a Walkley for my first ever investigative report. Give us a call, 131060, where the nut bush come from.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes.
Sorry, investigative journalist,
yes,
Tommy
if
Little.
If you have just joined us, I'm doing my first ever investigative report.
Oh, you nailed it.
There's DJ Little Tits coming to you live from Australia, and we are getting to the bottom of a tricky, tricky situation. Isn't that right, Karen Bickmore?
Sorry, we're in the drop again. The nut bush.
Yes, I want to know where the dance came from. Tina Turner never did it.
I can't believe that she didn't even, once she saw it, once she came to Australia and saw crowds doing it, that she didn't think, I'm going to start doing it, this is fun.
I've never seen people
doing
it.
Is that because she looked out at it and went, that is so, there is no way I'm taking that back to the US with me.
Fully. Absolutely. I've never once looked at people doing the nut bush.
So even in like Nashville or something, they're all not doing the nut bush together.
So the most I could find on it was that it was devised in Australia. Nobody knows really why or how. Craig, can you help?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yes, thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.
I worked on Countdown with the ABC many years ago.
Yes.
And I can remember they played Nutbush and people were dancing, but they used to have the dance competitions back then. And some people were doing it then. But,
okay.
I'm going back a lot of years there.
So you reckon it was around in the 80s?
Yes.
Okay.
And when you say the people were doing the dance competitions, were they copying anything they'd seen on tape?
Well, I think I'm not quite sure. They had started doing it to a song, Nutbush, just while the show was on, the competition or something, they suddenly doing the dance with Nutbush.
Okay. Thank you, Craig. It gets us closer in terms of a time period.
So the 80s. Annie, are you on board with thinking it started in the 80s?
No, definitely not.
Oh.
Good on you, Annie.
Well, it's always good in an investigation to have different witnesses.
Also,
let's
cut to the chase. Good. Annie, what do you reckon?
Well, in the 70s, the early 70s, we learned it at school. And it wasn't to the Nutbush. The song is, the dance is called the Madison.
Oh.
And at some stage.
Oh, the actual choreography is like the Madison, only they then put that dance move to the Nutbush song.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Can you just, while I'm talking to Annie, could you stand up and just please do it? Please.
No.
I've not seen it. I've never seen it before. I need to see it. Move the chair away. Hold on, Annie. We're going to keep chatting.
No,
put the music on. Move your chair.
I can do it without
No, stand up.
I'm not dancing for you.
How serious are you about your investigation?
It doesn't help. I'm not dancing for you.
If you were a proper investigative journalist, you would
Annie,
do your
I would
own,
dance for you.
You would dance for
you. You've never done this to Waleed. You've never said, hey, Waleed, I love what you're talking about.
Or have I? You don't know. Stand up and do us the
nut bush. I did see some $5 notes hanging out of his jocks.
Come on, do the nut bush
I'm not
for
doing
us.
The nut bush
do the nut bush.
I'm not
if you're going to bring this as a thing that we spend 10 minutes on, at least do
we drop an F-bomb?
No, just do the nut bush. Annie, do you want Tommy to do the nut bush?
I would love him to do the nut bush.
Stand up. Come on, give the people what they want.
They don't want it.
I'm going to throw things at you until you get up and do the nut bush.
Annie,
yes?
Do you know where the Madison started?
I don't know, but I do know that I reckon it was when I was in primary school, probably grade 7, that we used to do it. They taught us, you know, when we were doing like the class disco dancing.
Yes.
And then we used to go to an underage disco on Friday nights called Squirt, and everybody was doing it there.
As if that wasn't fun, Biggin. As if it wasn't
And that
worth
was
it
way before
everyone.
They were doing the bus stop or the hustle or anything, you know, before line dancing, as they used to call it, sort of started.
Jessie's done some of that.
Good on you, Annie. That's great. Wade.
Good on you, Annie.
Wade. Mate, Wade, tell Tommy he has to get up and nut bush.
Hey?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, you can't do it straight. You got to be drunk. Yeah.
See, there you go.
Way you drunk. Can only do the nut bush drunk.
Oh, so only Bickers can do it now.
There you go, because you're the only one off your trolley right now. Do you want to have a crack at the nut bush?
I can't believe you would bring an entire scene and you won't do the dance.
Yep, no, we've had enough of that. Anyway, that is your first ever investigative report. No music?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, we're giving you the chance to win a 10K getaway with Choice Hotels. Just head to carrieandtommy.com.au to enter now.
You go to somewhere like Mount Gambier, you can stay at the Comfort Inn, the lakes, and then just explore. Go cave diving, explore the Narracoot Caves or the awe-inspiring Cobalt Blue Lake.
My God.
So many options.
Anywhere you want to go, there is a Choice Hotel that will look after you. So what are you waiting for? Book it today.
Coming up, we've had a request from our boss to do something that feels slightly...
ominous?
Yes.
Ominous.
Yes.
I mean, I'm up for it, but it's ominous.
It's a bit off, too.
Yeah, it is a bit off. And it involves death. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie, Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's paper quiz time.
Yeah.
All right, question number one. Oh, this is right up your alley, Bickers. What sport is Scottie Pippen famous for?
Ooh, NBA.
Good. Basketball would be an acceptable answer, but yes.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I watched the doco.
What's it called?
The Jordan doco.
Yeah, what's it called?
It is called The Last Dance.
Bonus point. Well done, Bickers.
And I learned all about the Pippen.
Yes.
The
Pippen. The Salt and Pippen.
Question number two. What is the smallest living species of cetacean?
Of cetacean?
Mm.
Is a cetacean a... And then I was having
Is it related to the crustacean?
So what do you reckon, a crab? A
something
crab.
Underwater? Cetacean.
So do you reckon, has it got to do with shell? I don't know what a cetacean is.
Yeah.
What about something, a small insect of some sort?
But, an ant? But do you reckon it's something to do with a shell?
Yeah, so what's an insect that's got a little shell on it?
A hermit crab.
Sure. Is that small enough?
Is that not little enough?
That's small enough.
A bug. A lady beetle.
Oh, ladybug.
A ladybug.
Yes, great.
Is that a shell?
It's, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Jesse, did you have any thoughts on that one?
No, not really, because we were trying to work out what a cetacean was, and then we have to work out what the smallest living species of cetacean is. So
yeah,
it's
a lot.
A real double whammy.
Oh, Eli's got thoughts.
I know what a cetacean is.
What
but
is
did
it,
you
Eli?
Google it? If you Googled it, it doesn't count.
Yeah, but is a term for a group of marine mammals.
Oh, did I not say crustaceans? Oh, I thought
that's
it
not
was
a
something
mammal.
Underwater.
They're not mammals.
No, but they're underwater.
Okay.
So I reckon, so something...
So a mammal, though.
Okay,
a platypus.
So...
Oh, but they're a monotreme.
I was going to say, are they a marsupial? Do they have pouches?
Couches. They do, you know, don't they?
And they're venomous. Remember we learned that?
Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, platypus is venomous.
Okay, platypus.
No, but I don't...
What's another small mammal underwater?
No, it just says, what is the smallest living species of cetacean we've added underwater?
But a cetacean is an underwater mammal.
Oh, is it? Sorry.
That's what Eli said through his Googling. Let's go with that.
Sure.
I don't know what else it could be.
Question number three. Which country boasts the greatest number of pyramids?
Is this a trick question?
I reckon we say Egypt.
Surely it's a trick question.
We're going to feel dumb if we get it wrong. Where has another one?
I don't know, but that's the point. Like, I feel like it's somewhere. What's next to Egypt?
Does the Luxor Casino count?
There's a secret group of pyramids. A lot of them that doesn't get as much...
I'm going to walk in Egypt.
Okay, we'll go Egypt. It's just so obvious.
Question number four. What year was the Korean Peninsula first divided?
I feel like it's 60s.
Great.
It's the Korean Peninsula. Is this North and South Korea?
Yeah.
So the DMZ was created, I reckon... Oh, am I wrong? Is it earlier?
I reckon it's earlier.
Okay, you reckon 40s? You reckon it's...
Yeah, I want to say 50s, but maybe 40s. End of Second World War is 45.
Yeah.
I reckon it would be around there somewhere.
But I reckon, okay, I'm going to say later. I'm going to say 63.
If we get the decade, do we count it?
I'm going to say 64.
Bang. There you go, Bickers.
Question number five. How many letters in the Hebrew alphabet?
Oh, well, there's...
is that what you learn when you do your pilot stuff?
Hebrew? Yeah. No, it's, no, it's phonetic. Imagine if I'm broadcasting in Hebrew. I'm wondering why the control tower does not understand.
Radio me back.
Yeah, who is Romeo and who is Mike? And please, let's instead focus on all those Hebrew letters I know, but choose
what's
not to use
called,
them.
What's it called, the alphabet? You
phonetic.
No, there's another one. Is that what it's called?
Hebrew.
Alpha, beta, all that.
No, that's the Greek alphabet.
Oh, but that's not what you use when flying.
No, we use the phonetic alphabet.
So say the phonetic alphabet.
Bravo.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, bravo. Yeah. Bravo. Okay.
Question. Let's go through the answers. Question number one was, what sport is Scottie Pippen famous for? Because you are correct, it is basketball.
Well done.
Oh, my God. And I can't push the right button.
Jesse, do your fingers need to go on a diet? Because someone's been tucking into Dem Krispy Kremes, bro.
Question number two, what is the smallest living species of cetacean? Oh, guys, it's a vaquita.
Oh, give me my vaquita back, Mac.
Oh, that's a vaquita. They're cute.
Oh, it swims, it soars, it's mine, not yours.
Oh, it looks a bit like a dolphin but without a long nose. Oh, it looks a bit weird without the nose, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. How long? Who's got its nose? Don't give me my vaquita back. Just give me my vaquita's nose back.
Question number three, which country boasts the greatest number of pyramids? We were pretty sure about this. It's Sudan.
I told you it was going to be somewhere else. Did I
no
not say?
Point did you say Sudan? Though.
I said what's near Egypt.
You can't.
You had
have
so
it.
Many
you
options.
You can't say.
I, with conviction, said it's not Egypt.
Yes, but that doesn't give you
but
the
you
rest of the world.
You didn't even want to entertain the thought.
Question number four: what year was the Korean Peninsula first divided? We didn't even give a year. We just went with decades. It is 1945.
Oh,
that's
you were
it's
saying
exactly
that.
What you said.
Yeah, but we went with 60s.
No,
we
you said 45, I said 63.
And you said
okay,
45.
I'll take it.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Remember your answers, you dumb dumb. I censored myself.
Yeah, good stuff. Question number five, how many letters in the Hebrew alphabet? Another one we were very confident about. It is 22.
Well, that's why we don't use it flying. Not enough options.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is not just us here, Bickers. Our boss from the project is here. G'day, Chris.
Hello, mate. How are you?
He's good.
He's a handsome man, isn't
he's
he?
He's gorgeous.
Yeah. And kind and all lies.
Do you have no idea why you're here?
Absolutely none.
So we recently got asked, would we think about recording a message for the Queen in case...
Not for her, she'll be dead.
Sorry, she'll be dead, yes. It, to play out if she dies...
Over like a weekend or something and we're not on.
And we're not on. They can just hit the Carrie and Tommy button and then... Whoa,
it's just us going, oh,
sorry, Lizzie.
Sad news.
Anyway.
The Queen is...
Okay, it's an obit. That's what we call it in the business.
Yeah.
Yes, an obit.
Yeah.
And then I got to thinking, I wonder if... Like, because TV networks prepare obits for people who are about to fall off the perch.
Absolutely.
So Lizzie, famously, they accidentally rolled one out. I think it was on the ABC or BBC, maybe.
BBC, yeah.
And they accidentally played it out and she was still alive.
Do you remember when Prince Philip died and on the BBC dance, they have a prepared obit, like news bit that goes out. Yes. And it was in the middle of their BBC dance station. And, do you remember in a cutting? I think we've got a bit of it here.
Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh.
I mean, the party guys got to know as well, you know? You don't want them missing out on the dance floor.
So you're going to base yours on that, is that?
Well, no, I just wondered, is it only people that are about to fall off the perch or do they have obits prepared for big network stars? And I thought, who would know whether there is an obit prepared?
He asked me.
Is there one prepared for Carrie?
Is there an obit for me?
Look, I'll be honest, no. But given all the stunts you guys do, maybe we should.
How quickly could you turn one around?
Really quickly. We're very good at it. And traditionally, the best way to
I don't know
someone...
if that's a positive or a negative, is it? Real quickly. It's not a lot to put in it.
We could bash it out in no time. Yeah. Well, we've got everything on file for you.
Right. Like, what would you put in it?
Falling over at the tennis.
That's my highlights reel.
Qantas?
Absolutely. Although you weren't on camera when you said that word.
Yeah. Oh, you know, yeah, there was overlay playing.
So,
yeah.
I mean, if you could do it again, maybe, on camera, that would really help.
She gets quotes pretty regularly.
So do you know, is this, so for all the network stars, say Carrie at Channel 10 or a Karl Stefanovic, do you know if...
Would any of them have an obit?
Yes, that's what I'm
asking. So anyone that young, probably not. I mean, realistically.
So it is an age thing.
It's an age thing.
So who has an obit at 10 ready to go? Do you know if there are some, though, that you can't talk about?
Look, if there were, I couldn't admit to it.
But what about just old Aussies kicking around?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. We've got them prepared.
And anyone that has landed themselves in some kind of health or unfortunate situation, absolutely.
Get it ready. As soon as the news goes around 100%. There in hospital, quick, get the pictures ready. Yeah. We need to have this ready to roll out.
Although, having said that, the best way to ensure someone's going to live a very long time is for the project to be...
Spend a long time on an obit that never gets paid. Yep. Do you know the record for like the longest
holding
you've
on
stayed
to
alive
OBIT.
After an obit's been made that they're like, God, none of these pictures are relevant. They're only from 20 years ago.
Mate, the Queen.
Of
course, actually, months ago, I voiced the obit for the Queen. That's right. I was like, what am I reading? And they were like, this is the Queen's life story in case she dies. That was a year ago.
Yeah. So we're prepared.
That's the answer to our other boss too. We'll just play that.
Yes.
We've got our obit.
You've already voiced it.
Yes.
Perfect. Great. Good work, everyone. Thank you, Chris.
Good meeting.
Welcome.
Follow Carrie Vidmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, who knows where Carrie and Tommy could be travelling to. Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it.